Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday, 713-572-4610. Here was Nick Caserio talking about the schedule release last week.
Whoever we play. I think the big thing will be, the first three games. We'll do some work in the offseason in terms of our advanced scouting reports, kind of some offseason work. We can kind of see the composition of the team, how we're going to see it. So I think the pro scouting staff will spend some time looking at the first three opponents, trying to get ahead of that a little bit. And then we come back into training camp. It's a matter of cleanup and just kind of tracking and following those teams. So, I mean, honestly, I'm probably not going to lose much sleep over the schedule. I mean, I'll probably even watch it. So whoever we play. We'll find out about it the next day. I'll come in and just we'll be in rookie mini camp, so that will be the focus.
All right, so Nick Caserio, not a big fan of the schedule release, but Seth, he does get to scout their first three opponents.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They found out who the first three opponents are. Indianapolis at home, Denver on the road, Chicago on the road. So I figured that between you and me, we could do Nick Caserio a service and start in on the scouting reports for these teams as of right now, May 17th, is it? 2022?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Nick found out that the first opponent was the Indianapolis Colts.
That's right.
And he said, All right, Jimbo. He's got somebody on his staff named Jimbo. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you know about these Indianapolis Colts.
Right.
And Jimbo pulled out a dossier, and he said, turns out they've got a new quarterback. Did you even know?
His name
Did
is
you
Matt
even know
Ryan.
They've got a new quarterback,
yeah.
And yet he's an old quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's a former MVP. This is what the Colts have been doing these last couple of years.
Yes.
Whether it's a Phillip Rivers, a Matt Ryan, whomever it might be. Let's see if we can get the absolute last little smidgen of juice out of this squeezed orange.
That's right.
That's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to squeeze Matt Ryan for a little bit of juice. Maybe
and
a few spurts of juice.
He is going to attempt, Matt Ryan is, to come to NRG Stadium in week one, Seth, and do something that he has never done before.
He's never beat the Texans?
He's never.
What a punk.
No, he's beat the Texans, but he's never beat
pretty
the
badly once, if I recall.
In 2015, he blew him out. Yeah, but that was in Atlanta. He's never won a game at NRG Stadium. In 2011, he lost to Atlanta native rookie T.J. Yates in T.J. Yates' first start. In 2017, he blew a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl at NRG Stadium.
I vaguely remember that game.
Yes. Who was on the other side of that one? One Nicholas Caserio.
That's the story of that game was when Caserio,
that was
Caserio rallied the troops at halftime and said, hey, everybody, don't let go of the rope. We've got these guys where we want them.
That was the matchup everybody was talking about, Ryan versus Caserio. And then in 2019, the Falcons lost 53-32 to Atlanta native Deshaun Watson in week five. So I will point out that in the regular season games at NRG Stadium against the Houston Texans, lost to Atlanta native T.J. Yates, lost to Atlanta area native Deshaun Watson. Where is Davis Mills from, Seth? He is from the state of Georgia. So it's going to be 0-3, baby. So Matt Ryan, 0-3 lifetime at NRG Stadium. And I will also point out, did you see this Jim Irsay act from over the weekend?
I'm still trying to figure this out. So, Jim Irsay who seems to, these last couple years, all of a sudden gotten very urgent about winning. Like, he seems like he's a little bit more cutthroat.
Yeah.
All these reports of him being angry after the disappointing playoff run and all of this at the end of last season. Still apparently knows how to have a good time.
Yeah.
This is Jim Irsay on an airplane looking... It looks like he's sitting on a fancy airplane toilet.
Right.
Like his private jet.
Right.
How else do you want to set this up?
He's shooting this into a mirror, okay? So he's got
his
iPhone.
With his phone.
Shooting,
he's got his phone
shooting
sitting like in his lap, pointed at a mirror.
He's just sitting in a sport coat and a dress shirt, pointing at it, and he just starts busting out in song, and it's not good.
Well, what have you seen, my blue-eyed son? And what have you seen, my darling young one? I've seen newborn babies with wild wolves all around them. I've seen a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping.
Okay.
I saw gunshots and swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, and it's a hard, and it's a hard, and
it's a hard,
it's a hard rain.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, it was...
Hard Rain's Gonna Fall by Bob Dylan is what
I don't know. Maybe I was just looking at my phone. I saw a lot of people say that when they first saw the video, they thought he was sitting on a toilet, and they were relieved to find that he was not.
Yeah.
Can you tell that he's definitely not
well,
sitting
he's
on
got
a
his,
toilet?
He's got his pants up. Like, he's not... He's,
what is draped around his waist? Does he have, like, an afghan over lap or something?
Maybe. Look, I'm not going to say definitively it's not a toilet. I don't think that certainly sitting on the toilet would make it a more bizarre video. Even if he's just sitting in a chair, it's a bizarre thing to do, just start busting out in Bob Dylan and posting it for no reason with no caption, just nothing. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of people thought that it was some kind of a statement based on the horrific Buffalo shooting, but it was this was before that shooting occurred, so it wasn't even like I think. It's a weird thing for somebody who's got a history of having some issues to tweet out at 8 in the morning, where it seems exactly the kind of stuff that I do when I'm drunk off my ass.
Yes.
If you could go through the various, back when I used to drink a lot, various tweets that were deleted, by at like 5 in the morning. There was a whole lot of that from 2 in the morning.
These are all the things that brandy stops me from doing when I'm drinking.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, it's that's the leader. That's the fearless leader of that team. The one guy that the one thing that I'm curious about, or I guess I'm intrigued about, is if their draft pick, Alec Pierce, the wide receiver out of Cincinnati.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a volleyball guy.
He's a volleyball guy?
He played volleyball, yeah. Alec Pierce did, yeah.
If he gets matched up versus our young first rounder.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, that'll be a nice little matchup there.
That'll be
if
tasty.
Stingley's all ready to go and starting in week one.
Yep.
With all due apologies to Nick Caserio, I expect Stingley to be starting week one.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
On to the next opponent, the Denver Broncos. And this is all we need to tell you about the Denver Broncos. Let's remind everybody that they have Russell Wilson as their quarterback. He's the biggest cornball in the NFL, so much so that he bought his wife a puppy, and this is what they named the puppy.
Got a puppy.
If you give him one chance,
her name is Bronco.
Bronco.
Say hi. Hi, Bronco. Say hi, guys. That's a cute girl. Thank you.
Her name
what was that?
Is Bronco. They named their puppy Bronco. Russell Wilson and Sierra. That's my scouting report on them. Is that they name their puppy Bronco? They're cheesy as hell. They're the worst. Russell Wilson and Sierra. I can't stand them. And she's on the cover of the SI swimsuit issue now. I don't know if you saw that yesterday.
Is?
Yes, she announced
there's
it yesterday.
There's multiple covers to the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue then, though, because I know there's a plus size woman on one of them. And that was
Kimberly Kardashian is on the cover of one of them this time around.
How many covers are there for the Sports Illustrated?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question.
It used to mean something. It used to be one of the highest honors you could earn in sports.
Now they're just handing it out to anybody. You walk by. You want to be? You get to be on the cover, and you get.
You
want to
be on our 417th version of the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's my scouting report on Denver. Is that Russell Wilson is a cornball, and their number one wide receiver Jerry Jeudy was recently arrested for a domestic incident.
It's the AFC West is rapidly turning into a cauldron of it's not civil disobedience. It's just flat out disobedience.
Right.
Just flat out people getting arrested for bad stuff, bro.
Yeah.
Bad stuff, man.
Yep.
It's kind of a mess out there.
Vegas and Denver and Kansas City.
It's the only
City
hope the NFL really has to rescue us from the stockpiling of talent.
That's right.
We got to hope that somehow that they all it just becomes one of those hot spots where it all like it starts to snowball because there's so much crime that
swaths of teams getting suspended. That would be great.
Yeah.
Text message 346, Sierra can call me Bronco. She is very attractive. That is true.
Yeah, nobody wants to drag Sierra into that. I think everybody just kind of wonders, like, why'd you choose this life with this fella?
It's a good question. 682-320. Why do they whisper in every video? God, I hate the two of them.
That's okay. Good. I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad that guy pointed something out. Yeah. I think there is.
There we go.
That's where it goes with Russell. I think that guy hit the nail on the head, and it never occurred to me before. That's where. It feels a bit phony. It's like we're almost Russell. You can see where he's studied YouTube videos on how to seem genuine and maybe kind of whispering and speaking intimately is how you do it. But that's also the same voice people use to get you into the van. And it's creepy as all get out. That's what it is. It's the whispering. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, listener.
There it is.
Be careful whispering into videos. Either that or it's like That thing they do now where people whisper into, what's that called? Do you know what I'm talking about,
no,
Sean?
No, no idea.
It creates a certain sensory. I'm going to send you a link during the break.
Okay.
You either respond to it or you don't.
Gotcha.
And some people really like it, but the people that don't like it, it just feels like people are being creepy.
Nails on the chalkboard, yeah.
Yeah. But,
the third opponent, Chicago. My scouting report on Chicago is this. This will help you out, Nick. They suck. They're not very good. They're the one team I've seen in the last few years that traded up to draft a franchise quarterback, then chose to tear the team down the following year. Not the same year, not the year before. They draft Justin Fields and then start shipping everybody out. They're a mess.
Yeah, they're a mess. The fun thing about that is, okay, let's see Davis Mills stacked up against one of these first-round picks.
Yes.
And then we get to act really disgruntled and PO'd because the next week there'll inevitably be still another article where somehow they talk about the 2020 draft picks or 21 draft picks at quarterback, and they don't even include Davis Mills in the conversation.
They did it again yesterday on Pro Football Focus. They're like, which of these young quarterbacks is going to break out this year? And they had freaking Daniel Jones on there. Like, he's 3 years in, break out.
Young.
Yeah.
That's old by today's standards. It's weird.
Yeah,
quarterbacks,
yeah.
If you're 38, you're young by today's standards.
Yes.
But if you're 26, you're old by today's standards.
That's right. it's funny. It is a weird dynamic.
ASMR is what it's called, Sean. I'm going to open up a whole new world to you of Russell Wilson whispering things.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Just wait. Get ready to tingle, Sean.
Very excited. Very excited. All right. NFL teams have had their rookies in their mini camps within the last week or so. Things went fine with the Texans. Things didn't go so well for a high draft pick with a team inside the division. How does this have us feeling about a team the Texans are chasing this year? That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.